The Honor Flight program is a great example of what volunteerism without government can accomplish. In fact, about the only government involvement was when the Obama administration attempted to bar WW2 vets from seeing their own monument, which, by the way, was built with private money, not taxpayer funds. The Honor Flight program serves its purpose best when it takes those who served in combat to the memorials who could not reasonably go any other way, especially those who are elderly and likely to never have the experience without the Honor Flight program. On that note, I was very glad to read about the Central Texas chapter of the Honor Flight Network creating a special mission focused on finding any and all survivors of the attack by the Japanese Empire on our naval base at Pearl Harbor on 7 December 1941. Honor Flight Austin wants to find as many Pearl Harbor survivors as possible and take them to a solemn ceremony at the World War II Memorial in D.C. The event will take place on December 7th, 2014, this year, this December. If a World War II veteran Pearl Harbor survivor lives outside the Austin area, they will fly from an airport nearest to their residence. The offer is for all World War II veteran Pearl Harbor survivors in the state of Texas. Only about 2,000 Pearl Harbor survivors are still with us nationally. If you know one in Texas, get them in touch with Honor Flight Austin immediately. The website is honorflightaustin.org. That's honorflightaustin.org. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.